Now, I've never quite understood this, but the average person wants to know what happens at the police station. Now, to you, that isn't anything, but there have been so many Negroes who are not guilty, you see, that police pick up. So can't you see why they really want to know who did they get? Now, you know about the tremendous beating Mr. Wesley got. He traveled a lot. See, every week he had to go someplace. And because having all these papers, he had to go. And he told what happened. And if a policeman beat a man and he had no right to beat him, he said so. Well, the police didn't like that. They didn't want him. They tell him, write about your own people. Don't write about us. But he only wrote about them as they concerned our people. So they got together. Now, this is a state organization. And every time the car, at that time he had a Dodge, every time that Dodge left Houston, somebody would, first they beat him up. And when they beat him.
When you say they, you mean?
Two policemen. Two or three. I think it was three of them. And he died from some of those wounds that he got. So that, Then he never quit writing about it. He told it exactly like it happened. A woman saw me since he's been there. She said, you know, I've never seen a man say what actually happened to him as well as Mr. Wesley did. Well, he was a good storyteller. He could tell it just like it was. Well, this somehow got to be national news. And, of course, thousands of white and Negro people wrote to the State Department. And the State Department man was just mad about the whole thing. He just thought he shouldn't have done it and all. You know how that is. But nevertheless, after so many people wrote, he began to think about it, and he decided himself it was not the thing he wanted to be head of that these men did. But every time he would go out someplace, somebody would put him in jail. And they never said why, but they just put him in jail. And, well, he was in so many jails that I just never knew when I got a call where they were saying he was in jail or what. But it was a pretty shabby thing that they did. But they had a meeting in Houston, and they were laughing about how they kept him disturbed, but they never stopped him from writing. He always felt that you die for what you believe in, and if you don't do all you can, you have no right to live. Now, he used to just say that just as regular as events would come up, so much so that I believed in him. And I backed him up. I said, if we die, we will die for what we believe in. And our children even sort of got that philosophy. So that his going and getting arrested never, it was one of the things we accepted as a part of what we had to bear.